Hello everyone, welcome to Parkway WeChat class again. Today I'm very happy to introduce Dr. Manley. Dr. Manley A. Cassis is a pediatrician with over 15 years of clinical experience. She has special interest in the management of respiratory, gastrointestinal, allergic and infectious illness in children. She studied and trained in Philippines. Now let's welcome Dr. Manley.
Hi everyone, good afternoon. Today I am tasked to talk about the common pediatric illnesses in winter. So I will be talking about the common colds, the middle ear infection, and the influenza in the pediatric age group. So what are the causes of the common cold? The common cold is a group of symptoms caused by a number of different viruses, most common of which is the rhinoviruses. There are more than 100 different varieties of rhinoviruses. The common cold is most contagious during the first 2 to 4 days of the illness. So how is it transmitted? It is transmitted via direct contact, infection from particles on surfaces, and inhaling viral particles. So these are the symptoms of the common cold. Nasal congestion is the most prominent symptom. We also have fever, sneezing, irritability, decreased appetite, difficulty sleeping, coughing, or sore throat. What is the expected course of the illness? In infants and young children, it is usually longer. Symptoms usually peak on day 2 to 3 of the illness and then gradually improve over 10 to 14 days. However, in older children and adolescents, symptoms usually resolve in 5 to 7 days, but it is usually longer in those with underlying lung diseases or who smoke cigarettes. Reevaluation is necessary if the symptoms worsen, such as the child has difficulty breathing or swallowing or has a high fever or exceed the expected duration of the illness. So treatment is supportive care and symptomatic treatment, which means we give acetaminophen usually for children older than 3 months, ibuprofen for older children if they feel uncomfortable because of fever. We also give advice, adequate fluid intake. Some studies suggest ingestion of warm fluids, such as chicken soup. This has a soothing effect on the respiratory mucosa, increase the flow of nasal mucus, and loosen respiratory secretions, making them easier to remove. But we also have to bear in mind that warm fluids should be appropriate for the age of the infant. We can also give humidified air. Commonly, we use a topical saline, and this is very beneficial and it is unlikely harmful. The application of nasal saline to the nasal cavity may temporarily remove bothersome nasal secretions, improve the mucociliary clearance, and this leads to decongestion, and the child can breathe better. Now, the next slide will show the reasons when to seek help. So, what are the reasons for us or for you to bring your child to your doctor, to the doctor, when the child refuses to drink anything for a prolonged period? There's behavior change, including irritability or lethargy, fever lasting more than 3 days, the nasal congestion worsens, or it does not improve over the expected course of 10 days. Or when the eyes become red or develop yellow discharge. Also, when there are signs or symptoms of an ear infection, such as pain, ear pulling, or fuzziness. So this us brings to the next topic, which is the middle ear infection. So otitis media is the medical term for the middle ear infection. We use the otoscope to examine the ear and check the tympanic membrane or the eardrum. So in the slide, it shows here a normal tympanic membrane, and it also shows an infected tympanic membrane. So what are the symptoms of a middle ear infection? So in older children and adolescents, they verbalize that they have ear pain and they have a temporary hearing loss, which occurs suddenly. However, in infants and young children, symptoms are nonspecific. It's usually fever, ear pulling, fussiness, irritability. They can be restless. They can't go to sleep. They also have decreased activity, lack of appetite, vomiting or diarrhea, or there is a fluid draining from the ear. We call it otorrhea. So how is an ear infection diagnosed? We advise that you bring your child to your healthcare provider if you suspect that he has an ear infection. So treatment of ear infection includes giving of antibiotics, but not all of them can have antibiotics. For infants younger than 24 months, we routinely start antibiotics, or for patients who have high fever or both ears are being infected. We also give medicines to treat pain and fever, because usually they are very uncomfortable when they have ear pain or when they have fever. We also observe, we call it watchful waiting, and there are three reasons usually when we observe the child. If the child is older than 24 months, if the ear pain and fever are not severe, and if the child is otherwise healthy or a combination of the above. So we now go to the last topic, which is about influenza. So influenza is also one of the most common infections that happens during winter. It is a viral infection, and spread is from person to person, primarily through contact with respiratory secretions or contaminated objects. So what are the symptoms of influenza? The classic symptoms of uncomplicated influenza virus infection includes abrupt onset of fever, headache, myalgia or muscle pains, and body malaise. Respiratory tract illness also, such as cough, sore throat, and rhinitis. In some instances, based on my experience among my patients, they also have abdominal symptoms such as diarrhea or abdominal pain. We can see in this slide the symptoms of colds and the symptoms of influenza. The cold symptoms are usually milder than the influenza symptoms. So the treatment of influenza, basically it is a viral illness, so it is self-limiting. And it is supportive. We give supportive treatment. We give pain relievers. We advise our patients to have a lot of rest and have adequate fluid intake. Among individuals without risk factors, for severe or complicated influenza treatment. Treatment is with the antiviral therapy because this shortens the duration of the illness by approximately 1 day if it is initiated within 48 hours of illness onset. So treatment, when indicated, should be administered as early in the course of illness as possible, ideally within 48 hours of symptom onset.
How about this slide?
Yeah. So for the next slide, we have here the prophylaxis or prevention of influenza. So we advise immunization with the flu vaccine. Immunization is the major means of prevention of influenza infection. So for our last slide here, we have the infection control measures, how to prevent having influenza and common minor infections. So we have number one, of course, frequent hand washing with soap and water. This will limit the spread of any respiratory viral infection, and in particular influenza. And if you cannot wash your hands with soap and water, then you can use alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Second is cover your mouth and nose while coughing or sneezing, and throw away dirty tissues immediately. Wear a mask. Third is avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth since germs spread this way. So remember to sanitize your hands before touching any part of your face. Fourth is avoid close contact with sick people. If you are sick with a flu-like illness, stay home for at least 24 hours after your fever is gone. You can go out when you need medical care or other basic necessities, but not for any other reasons. Remember also that while you are sick, you have to limit contact with others as much as possible to keep others from being infected. So that's my topic for today. It's a short one, and I'd like to thank you for listening and have a good afternoon. So you will remove the air from the bulb syringe or from the bulb aspirator before you use it and apply it to your child's nostril. So flatten it with your hand, remove the air, and then apply the tip of the bulb aspirator into your child's nose and aspirate or suction the mucus from her nose. So there's one question here from Caroline, and she's asking is influenza deadly? Well, influenza has it can be complicated or uncomplicated influenza. If the influenza is uncomplicated, and especially if the patient has no comorbid illness, the patient is healthy before the illness, with mild symptoms, and appropriate treatment is being given, then that patient will recover very well. However, if a patient with influenza has other comorbid illness, she has other serious illnesses aside from the influenza, then symptoms can worsen and it will become a serious disease.